If having no time is one of your excuses for skipping that morning exercise, consider this. New research shows that taking just 3 25-minute walks a week is enough to improve fitness, at least a bit. NPR's Allison Aubrey has the details.
There was a time when people walked everywhere. 74-year-old Jean Perriman remembers as a child walking to school, to church.
We walked to the movies, we walked back from the movies, we walked to get the trolley. It's a part of my life.
Perriman says she misses that healthy way of life. So why is it these days, from her home in Washington, D.C., she's riding the bus to get around town and not getting much exercise at all?
Lazy. Just absolutely lazy. I should have been doing it.
Getting some exercise. But Perriman says after falling out of the routine, she's not exactly sure how to work it back in.
I hear that all the time in my business. Is, you know, I want to become physically active. I have no idea where to start.
Tim Church directs the Preventive Medicine Research Lab at Louisiana State University in Baton Rouge. He says Jean Perriman's story is very similar to the nearly 500 women who were volunteers in his latest study. Many of them, like Perriman, were retired school teachers. All of them had become overweight and were living very sedentary lives.
The number one cause of death of women is cardiovascular disease. And as you reach the menopause, your risk for cardiovascular disease skyrockets.
One way to reduce this risk is to exercise regularly. But exactly how much or how little exercise is enough to protect older women who haven't yet made physical activity a priority? To answer this question, Tim Church divided his volunteers into groups. Some women were instructed to walk on a treadmill 3 times a week for about 25 minutes at a time. That's just over an hour for the whole week. Other women were pushed a little harder, riding a bike or treadmill for 3 hours per week.
We were surprised when we found out that, you know, the 71 minutes a week not only prevented a loss of fitness, but it actually resulted in an increase in fitness.
Now, even after 6 months, none of these women lost weight or saw a drop in blood pressure. But the main benefit was important. The women improved their aerobic fitness. This means they were able to move a little longer and faster without becoming winded. Exercise physiologist Glenn Gazer at the University of Virginia says building this aerobic capacity is incredibly important to health and preventing heart attacks and strokes, even if the scale shows you're not dropping any pounds.
Aerobic fitness alone is a key predictor of longevity. Whether or not the individual loses weight or improves any other risk marker associated with disease.
That's assuming people keep exercising. The study also shows the more you do, the better off you are. In Church's study, women who biked or walked on treadmills for 3 hours per week ended up significantly more fit, about twice as fit, as those who exercised for just 71 minutes a week. Ayman Lee is professor of medicine at Harvard. She says that's great news in terms of fitness.
But if you want to control your weight, given what we typically eat in an American diet, you might need 60 or even 90 minutes of physical activity a day.
Hearing about the study, Jean Perriman says she wants to hop off her bus and start walking again. She remembers how good exercise makes her feel.
You're lighter. Your attitude is different also. You have a tremendous attitude. Look at me, I look great. And every woman wants to look that way.
Perriman says she plans to start her new routine tomorrow. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.